Welcome to the HSP podcast. I'm Julie Bieland, an HSP psychotherapist specializing in high sensitivity and the founder of the Sensitive Empowerment Community. I'm absolutely thrilled to share a special concert with you today from Rachelle Ginty, an international singer-songwriter, keynote speaker, and proud HSP. She toured with Celine Dion, has 4 albums, a TED Talk, and has sold out concerts all over the world. I love that she's a podcast listener, and that's how we connected. We're so honored that she recorded a special concert just for us. And that was inside of our Sensitive Empowerment Community. And I wanted to share her voice, gift, and message with HSPs worldwide. She's really a wonderful example of using your gifts to share a message to inspire and help others rise. She has such a beautiful voice and spirit and shines so brightly. She shares self-love songs, singing affirmations, and invites you to join, as well as sharing important messages about listening to your intuition and your inner voice. And by doing so, she really inspires a path that's meant for us when we do that. You'll hear her mention gratitude for my efforts to acknowledge and help VIPOC HSPs. And I wanted to let our HSP of color listeners know that I offer scholarships to my courses and community. And we also have a special group within the community called Soul Sanctuary for HSPs of color. And you can inquire and learn more by visiting sensitiveconnection.com. I want to invite you to share this episode with others and imagine that worldwide HSPs are coming together to sing this together, to be inspired and to connect. And also a note while listening, sometimes you'll notice some moments of silence, and that's when she's closing her eyes and really connecting. And I invite you to also close your eyes during those moments too and imagine us connecting all over the world together. Also, if you'd like to see this concert via video, you can visit hspblog.com. And I invite you to leave comments on this episode for her so that she can see our gratitude for the time that she took to share her beautiful voice and story with us. I invite you to just give yourself some moments of really letting yourself soak in the magic of this experience together. Enjoy.
Above what you see, if you want to be free, 'cause at the end of the day, if you rise into the divine, sing and you shall find your song of freedom. Shine. May you shine and believe that you can be all that you are, this light of freedom. Rise, rise above what you see. If you want to be free, 'cause at the end of the day, Rise into the divine. Seek and you shall find your song of freedom. Shine till you shine and believe that you can be all that you are, this light of freedom. Rise above what you see. Someday freedom will come your way. Everybody, so nice to be here with you, dear HSP family. This is a very special moment for me because when I found out that I was HSP, my whole life turned around and it got better. So I think you relate to what I'm saying right now, and to be able to share this moment, share what I love to do with all my heart, with all of you, is a great, great, great pleasure. Today, I have chosen songs from, in my wide repertoire, I have songs that I called Sound Journeys, and they are the songs that I do that cater to more of the spiritual aspect of what I do, not religious. The universal spirit that connects all of us. It's a program that I've been doing through music and meditation, through singing workshops, through concerts for the last 10 years. But tonight I am sharing some songs that I have not shared with anyone before. So you HSP family get to hear it, some in premiere. So I'm very happy. Before I go further, allow me to take a moment to dig in my heart and give this big, big thank you to Julie. Julie came into my life about a bit more than a year ago. I've listened to so much of her podcasts alongside with Willow as well. And I want to thank Julie for her tremendous work that she does for us HSPs. Listening to them and all her wonderful guests as well, knowing that we all share that sensitivity in a world that is very often way too insensitive for us. And it's sometimes a challenge to navigate in. Allow me to also right away thank Julie for the special attention that she also takes the time to give the BIPOC community. This is something that drew me even closer to her, as I saw that she paid attention and she recognized the specific struggles that the BIPOC community has. And it was wonderful to feel seen in them. So heartfelt thanks to Julie and her team. Because as a Black HSP, and a woman, it is sometimes really demanding for me to be a part of this world in the way it is. Thank God I have music. The next song I'm about to sing is not part of my Sound Journeys. It's the only one that's not part of it, but I wanted to share it with you. It's a song that I released last year, exactly about that subject. It's a song called Break Free, and it talks about breaking free of labels. We know us HSPs are very often labeled wrongly from lack of understanding and ignorance about that trait. I also have labels circulating as a Black woman in this world. And sometimes these labels can get so suffocating that I decided it's enough. I have to speak up about it. So I created this song with an Austrian trio, which also stand up very much for injustice and inequality amongst men and women. And it is mostly a song that reminds us of the importance of connecting to the feminine principle in general, in all of us. So this is a freedom song for all the women in this world and all the men who support us in our struggles. Here's Break Free. You can see the video of this song on YouTube. I wanna break. You can go check the video on YouTube. You will see all these labels. And I am sure all women will identify with most of them. And a special shout out to my Black sisters that also have had to endure these labels. My program also includes singing along together. I think music and singing together is one of the most beautiful things in the human experience. This is really a place where we can forget all our differences. Hearts don't know differences. When we sing together, especially with eyes closed, and we get into our hearts and sing, all of these barriers and limitations are gone. I do singing workshops with people. I do one that's called Spirit of Joy. I've been doing that for 10 years now for people that are interested in deepening their meditation or also having a better way of singing. Because you meditate, you enjoy the singing better. I also have another one called Circle of Joy, which is more for team building. I do this for companies that are looking to create a stronger team, a stronger sense of team spirit within their team. And actually, as I said, singing together does wonders. Some in invisible ways, it creates a unique bond between people, even your colleagues. So when you get back to work, you have shared something that has created something special, and that's lasting. Another aspect of Spirit Circle of Joy is also a joint concert for women. I just did one at the Women's International Day in March, one day before that. And now, about 2 weeks ago, we gathered all women that want to raise their voices for all the women in the world that are voiceless. Last time we gathered, there was double the amount of the first time. I talk about it, I get shivers. We were 130 women together singing in solidarity for our sisters in the world. And our dream is to fill an arena one day, only filled with women, because you know the power it can have. But right now, I'm going to invite everyone, everyone, to dig deep and sing with me. This is the song, that one of the songs that I've shared with them, and I'd like to share it now with you. You can close your eyes, because all you have to do is follow along what I sing. So I will sing one sentence, and all you have to do is repeat. May you put your hand on your hearts. This song is called Deep in Me.
Do, 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 do.
Just repeat do, after me.
Do.
I am worthy. Do, do, I am worthy. Do, I am free. Do, do, I am free. Do, do, I am something.
Do, do, do,
deep
do,
in me. Do, that their eyes can never see, that is my divinity. I am worth it. I am seen by the goddess that lives in me. Your illusion of control. has no power on my soul. I am free,
I am free.
If ever
you feel inspired to living this experience of joining together live in your city, I'll gladly come and sing with you wherever you are. I'm going to go on the theme of spirit, and please allow me to reiterate that this has absolutely no religious connotation. For me, I see spirit as the higher part of self, the part that is outside of our ego, that is timeless, formless, that is pure energy. And it's an essence. And this is what we actually, according to me, this is what we are. And one thing through the ups and downs of my life that has kept me carrying on is one thing: meditation. The discovery of meditation 15 years ago has completely changed the understanding of my existence here. And with this meditation, when I connect to that spirit in me, I really can connect back to my essence and find peace despite the turmoil. And without it, I don't know what I would do, especially in the madness of the world today. I will sing a song in honor of the spirit. It's called "I Am the Spirit."
Lifted.
stir me. In the silence of the universe, nothing can disturb me. That peace, that silence in my spirit, the most beautiful feeling right now, to feel my heart connected to other hearts, but to HSP hearts. They are special hearts. They feel everything. We're lucky to be able to feel so much. It's a true and deep joy to be able to share that with you. I hope you're enjoying your inner peace, the silence as well. I would like to close the theme of the realm of the spirit by inviting you to join me on these next affirmations. They are singing affirmations. They are saying what we are not and what we are. So once again, I invite you to put your hand on your heart. Connect with that deeper dimension in you. Connect with that deeper dimension in you. And just repeat after me. Sing this one with me. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. Sing with me. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. One more time. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit.
am the spirit.
Now repeat after me.
I'm not my head. I'm not my mind. I'm not my thoughts. I am the spirit. I'm not my head. I'm not my mind. I'm not my thoughts. I am the spirit.
With me.
I am the spirit. 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 I am the spirit.
Now repeat after me.
More than my body, more than my mind, more than my worries, I am the spirit. More than my body, more than my mind, more than my worries, I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit.
Yes, we are.
I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit.
One more time.
I am the spirit. I am the spirit.
Feel it from your heart.
I am the spirit. I am the spirit.
Feel it in your heart.
I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit
of love.
I am the spirit
of joy.
I am the spirit
of peace.
I am the spirit
of love.
I am the spirit
of love.
I am the spirit
of peace.
I am the spirit
of joy.
I am the spirit
of love.
I am the spirit
of love.
I am the spirit
of joy.
I am the spirit
of peace.
I am the spirit
of love. Singing with me. I hope this brought some joy to you. I am preparing my next album. It's going to be with these pieces. I've decided to sing completely a cappella on my next album. Everything you've heard in this has been sung by me. This is a dream, a long, lifelong dream. I've had different albums with musicians, and they were great experiences, but I've been always wanting to make an album just with my voice. So it's coming up, and these are songs that not many people have heard yet. Very, very happy that I can share them with you. The next song is a song that followed me since 1997. This was one of the first songs that I have composed, and I wrote it at a time when there was a very crucial and important decision in my life to take. It was the decision to leave the world tour with Celine Dion. I was her back vocalist for 2 years, a while ago. If I tell you the date, I'm going to reveal my age. You can check on the internet, you'll find it. But I did 2 years of touring with her, and it was absolutely wonderful. Did great stages, great venues, saw great countries, great crowds. But before the tour, I had already decided that I had a solo path, a solo career that I wanted to do. And I had endeavors and strong desires to serve. And it wasn't clear at the time so much what it was, but I knew deep down inside that I had to take my path. It was not easy. And I was much younger, so I had not had all the training with recognizing when intuition speaks versus when wishful thinking speaks. I had the chance to have a conversation with Willow about this, and we exchanged on what we learned through our life about how to distinguish when it's just wishful thinking and when it's intuition. And I'm very glad to say that actually I'm at a point where I've had enough training through trials and errors to recognize when my intuition is speaking. And we as HSPs, we're very privileged to have that tuning in, that eight capacity to tune into our intuition. But at the time, it was a huge decision, but that little voice was telling me, go, take your road. So I'd like to share this with you right now. It's going to be in French. Alors, s'il y a des gens qui parlent français dans l'auditoire, bonsoir, bonjour. C'est un grand plaisir de pouvoir chanter en français. Et en créole, s'il y a un haïtien qui attendait, très content, comme qu'à chanter un petit créole pour vous. But so that you can understand what I'm going to sing, I will translate it in general. Listen to yourself. Listen to that quiet voice inside of you. When you're facing darkness, that voice is your door to heaven. That voice can tell you what to do. Honor your heart despite everything others say. If you can find a way to obey it, satisfaction guaranteed. Don't listen to your fears. Let go of all contempt. Because you know faith and doubts are enemies. Rise above all of these. And if you feel it, go ahead. Take that no-way traffic road. Listen to yourself, listen to that voice talking to you quietly. And you will know what's meant for you, what's really true for you. Here's Coutez Voix Pau.
Écoute-toi, écoute la voix de ton esprit. Quand t'es face à l'enfer, c'est là ton paradis. Fais honneur à ton cœur malgré tout ce qu'on te dit. Si tu y obéis, satisfaction garantie. Écoute-nous pas tes peurs, laisse couler le mépris. Tu sais que le doute et la foi sont ennemis. Élève-toi au-dessus de tout ça, je t'en prie. Si tu le sens, vas-y, prends le sens interdit. Écoute-toi.
Tendez, tendez, c'est bon, j'ai qu'à parler.
Écoute la voix qui parle en toi, tout va.
Tell you what to do.
On the way. besoin sans chercher.
All you need's inside of you. Hey,
pas comme non rien.
Don't know nothing.
Pas comme non rien.
Don't know nothing.
Pas comme non rien. Si ou pas comme rien.
Till you don't know yourself.
Pas comme non rien.
You don't know nothing.
Pas comme non rien.
You don't know nothing.
Pas comme non rien.
Till you don't know yourself.
No.
Singing this song because it has turned out to be really a certitude on my path. If you want to know a bit more of my path and what happened to me when I didn't listen to my intuition, I think it can help you really get motivated to listen to your intuition. I was somehow privileged to be able to tell my story on TEDx. So I have a TEDx talk that you can also find on my website, rachelgentil.com. And you will see my TEDx and it talks everything. It says everything about what happened. So I invite you to watch it. A reminder to also go watch the video of Break Free. Give us a like and a little comment if you want, out of support. And I'm coming now to the last piece of the show. I don't want to really go, but it's been a wonderful moment with you. Thank you again to Julie and all her team for the opportunity to meet my HSP family. And I'm going to invite everyone right now to give yourself some self-care, some self-love. Julie talks about self-care, how important it is for everyone in this world, but for us HSPs that get overwhelmed so fast because we are so sensitive to everything. We take everything on. We can also give a lot, but we take so much on. And sometimes we also forget to just be proud of ourselves for all that we have managed and how far we have come. So this is going to be a self-love song that I'm going to ask you to sing with me. I will sing the lyric and you just have to repeat. And I'm going to leave you on this. Once again, put your hand on your heart and feel your heart. Feel yourself. Be proud of yourself. This song is called I Congratulate Myself.
Dum 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 d congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Repeat after me.
I congratulate myself,
myself for the things
I have done,
I have done. I congratulate
myself,
myself for the things
I have learned,
I have learned.
For my good,
for my good.
For my health,
for my health.
For my wealth,
for my wealth.
For my dignity,
for my dignity.
For my good,
for my good.
For my health,
for my health.
For my wealth,
for my wealth.
For my destiny,
for my destiny.
Congratulations, say it to yourself. Congratulations. Congratulations. All right, part two.
I congratulate
myself,
myself
for all the people,
all the people
I have helped,
I have helped.
I
congratulate
myself,
myself
for all the people,
all the people
I have loved,
I have loved.
From my good,
from my good,
from my heart,
from my heart.
From my wealth,
from my wealth.
From my dignity,
for my dignity.
For their good,
for their good.
For their health,
for their health.
For their wealth,
for their wealth.
For their destiny. Congratulations.
Sing it.
Congratulations.
Sing it to yourself.
Congratulations. Ooh. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
All right, we go further.
I congratulate
myself,
myself
for the darkness
I have conquered,
I have conquered.
I congratulate myself,
myself
for the
illness
I have burned,
I have burned.
With my light,
with my light.
With my courage,
with my courage.
With my power,
with my power.
With my love,
with my love.
With my light,
with my light.
With my spirit,
with my spirit.
With my power,
with my power.
With my love,
with my love.
And I love,
and I love
every part of me,
every part of me.
Every part of me,
every part of me.
Every part of me,
every part of me.
And how I love,
how I love
to be a woman, to be a man, to be a human, and to be an HSP. Thank you, everybody, for being here with me, having the chance to be with you. I congratulate each and every one of you for all the work that we've done on ourselves to enjoy this world despite our great sensitivity, or because of our great sensitivity. Blessings. If you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at Rachel Gentil is me. On YouTube, Rachel Gentil official. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on my website, rachelgentil.com. And I believe Julie and the team are going to share all the information where you can follow me, give me a like, find out when my new album is gonna come out. I would love for you to give me a little comment, and I hope to see you again. Thank you.